Hey friends, happy Sunday. I'm so glad that you can be with us today. I hope everybody had an incredible Christmas and was able to make the very best of your time together. Let me say a prayer for us and get us started. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are so incredibly good. I thank you for this time of year where we get to just pause and reflect on you at work in us. I pray, Father, as we work through all of the things that are ahead of us and we process all of the things that are behind us, that you would do your very best work in us and that we might treasure this life and treasure Christ in a way we never have before. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I can remember being a little girl many, many years ago and all of the things that I treasured as a little girl. My Cabbage Patch Kid that was so special to me that I just loved so much. And I can remember the little treasures that I acquired, a baby doll that I got that came with a surprise twin that came in the mail later, and a gumball machine, which I had a very large gumball obsession as a child. So that just felt like the coolest thing in the entire world. We had Barbie dolls and all the accessories that we could get for them, and we would scrounge all of the change we could find in the house and in the cushions to go to the store and buy accessories. And back way in the day when us ladies had to wear pantyhose all of the time, they used to come in these little plastic eggs, and we thought these little plastic eggs were so cool, and we'd put all of our treasures in there and all the little toys that we could fit inside of it. And I remember the first Walkman CD. I know I'm aging myself here. You can just laugh along with me at how old I am. But the first Walkman CD I got, and my first CD was a Cranberry CD, and I loved them, and I listened to it on repeat, and it just felt like the coolest thing, the best treasure. And then as a teenager, I started keeping a box with all of my treasures in it, and I would keep my pictures and my notes from my friends and my school letter and my pins and yearbooks and videos and corsages from dances and the awkward pictures that went along with them. Now, as an adult, as I've grown up, the things that I treasure have changed. I have pictures from my wedding that feel so special to me and special gifts that my husband has given me over the years. Special things from when my girls were babies and their coming home outfits and their favorite stuffed animals. I have all the pictures of their firsts and the books that we put together to remember all those special memories of their first year and all the first things they did and the pictures of them growing up and the little things that they made for my husband and I along the way. I have folders of all of like their school years and what they did those years and the papers of learning how to write and learning how to read and all of those special things. Now, it's interesting because I don't have any of the treasures left from when I was little. The toys are broken. The Walkman CD clearly doesn't even work anymore. Things that I've grown out of. Even my high school box that had all my special treasures in it, I lost in a move somewhere along the way. And as those things go, it's just gone into who knows where. Even the things that we keep now as my girls get older and what we keep and what we get rid of, those things are constantly changing. But the treasures that I have kept are the memories, the moments that have been etched into my heart from a lifetime of growing up and building a life and a family with my husband. Now, it's interesting because we all get to pick what we treasure most in life. We all get to decide what becomes our life's greatest treasure. And as we enter into kind of this last stretch of this crazy year that we've lived, I want us to consider, what are we going to keep from this year? What are we going to take with us into the next year and the rest of our lives? What are we going to treasure from this time past? We're going to think through this idea, looking at the life of Mary. Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. Luke tells us in his gospel that after Jesus was born, some shepherds came to visit him. They had been out in a field and these angels showed up and they told them that they needed to go to Bethlehem because a savior had been born and Christ would bring great joy to all the people. And they pointed them to a baby lying in a manger and they heard the angels speak of glory to God. And so the shepherds went to go see what these angels had been talking about. And they found Jesus there lying in the manger with Mary and Joseph. And when they came to Bethlehem, they told Mary and Joseph all that they had seen and all that the angels had told them. And I love how Mary responded. This is what it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Now, it's interesting because the word for treasure here means to preserve or to guard or keep watch. And when we think about it that way, Mary literally kept watch over the things that she had seen and heard. She preserved what she'd experienced so that it could be shared and talked about. She guarded over these incredible moments and these special memories of what she was seeing. And she thought about them. So many things that were going on at once and so many intense things happening. She'd been visited by an angel herself, and she'd been told that God had chosen her and she would be the mother of his son, Jesus. And even with all the risk that came along with being a young unwed mother in her culture, she said yes to God. And God chose her and trusted her to raise his son. Now, it's interesting because God could have picked anybody, right? Like, God could have picked anybody that existed in any point of time and had them be the one who raised Jesus. It could have been a general of an army and who could have taught him how to fight wars. And it could have been a Roman emperor who had all types of power and all types of influence in the culture at the time. It could have been the high priest or any of the religious leaders who could watch over and help him grow up into a man. But God chose a young woman, somebody who would have been considered on the outside, the margins of society, and he gave her this incredible place in the awesome work that he was going to do. And he gave her Joseph to stand with her, and they became the parents of Jesus, God in person with us. And they were able to see Mary pregnant and watch her belly grow. And they watched the baby get bigger and bigger until the time came for him to come into the world. And I just don't know that there's anything more sweet or delightful than a newborn baby. They're just so stinking precious and wonderful. I'll never forget the feeling of when my girls were born and I held them on my chest for the first time. I'll never forget the memories of watching them sleep and just holding them tight in my arms. And I'd rub down their little noses like this, and I would just stare at them in awe of how wonderful they were. I don't know that there's any better feeling of just nuzzling into a baby and their sweet little cheeks and their soft skin and their squishy little deliciousness. And Mary and Joseph experienced this when Christ came into the world as a baby. And here Mary did, sitting down, she pieced all of this together, what she'd experienced as a new mom, what she'd been told by the angels and the shepherds, and this was no ordinary birth. This was no ordinary baby, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who would come into the world to do great things, to usher in a kingdom that would have no end, that in him, so many of us would find great joy and peace. These beautiful moments put together with what Mary had already seen and heard, she chose to keep these. These became what she preserved and treasured in her heart. They became the story of her family, the precious moments that they talked about and shared and remembered again and again. Everything that she'd experienced was brought together in her mind and in her heart, and they became her treasures. She got to choose what to keep. She got to choose what to preserve and what to watch and think about over and over again. And all this time later, all these thousands of years later, we get to be included in her story. We get to be a part of what she experienced and what she saw and what she heard, and her treasures become a part of our stories and our lives. And I know this is such a small sentence in the Bible, so easy to overlook and so easy to just move past. But here's what I love. Mary got to choose what she treasured. Mary got to choose what she thought about and what she kept and what she brought out in her mind and in her heart again and again and again. Because I'll be honest, if you've ever talked to somebody who's had a baby before, there's a lot of details that go into this. There's a lot of experiences. We all have these birth stories. We all have how it went and what didn't work and what labor was like and what went wrong and what didn't go according to plan. We all have stories about how long it took for the baby to finally make an appearance. As soon as you become pregnant, somebody's going to tell you a birth story. It's probably going to be traumatizing because we can't help ourselves. We have to tell the stories. It's part of who we are, what we've experienced. Bringing a baby into the world is work, and it's an experience all to itself. Mary had one of these stories. She had a birth story, things that didn't go according to plan. It was not in her birth plan to give birth to a baby in a dirty room where animals stayed. Nobody picks that, but still it happened. She labored to bring him into the world and all of the details and all of the stories that go along with it. But in all of these things that she experienced, what she chose to preserve was the wonder of what she'd seen. What she kept from all of those details and all of those moments was the absolute incredibleness of what God was doing in her life, in Joseph's life, in the shepherds out in the field, and in this newborn baby, Jesus Christ. She guarded over this miracle of God coming into the world to be with us. And this is so powerful to me because, friends, in our lives, in our experiences, in our details and moments that we have again and again and again, we get to choose what to keep. We get to choose what we will preserve and what we will treasure. And so many things happened over this last year. So many things have happened in the lives we've lived up to this point to get us to where we are today. But every one of us gets to choose what will we keep with us. What will we take into our hearts that we think about again and again and again? We get to choose what we preserve in our story, in our families, in our lives, and what comes with us into the future. And I wonder, before this year ends, before we roll into a whole nother year with goals and plans and what it's going to look like, what if we follow Mary's example? What if we are able to let go of the extra, the superfluous, the unnecessary, and choose that which really has the most meaning, that which is most special, that which is really worth wondering over again and again? So I want to give us today three ideas, three things that I think if we choose to treasure these, it will help us become exactly the men and women, the future people that we are becoming, that God has created us to be. So here's my first idea for us. What if we choose to treasure the moment? Like, I just cannot believe that Christmas is gone. It's already here. I can't believe that 2020, it feels like 2020 was just supposed to be starting, doesn't it? It feels like we were just supposed to be getting going, and here we are wrapping it all up. When I look at my own life, like, I can't believe I'm already the age that I am. I stuck in my mind somewhere in my 20s, and I stopped aging. I know it looks that way. It's totally obvious, but I just can't believe how quickly time has marched on. I can't believe that my babies are already 8 and 11 years old. I cannot believe how very fast this life really, truly goes. Everybody tells you it's going to go faster than you can imagine. It's going to go faster than you can believe. And still I find myself shocked again and again, like, yeah, it really does go so fast. And even still, I know how hard it is to truly be in the moment. I know how hard it is to be truly engaged in what's happening right here and right now, because I always have 100 things to do. I always have a never-ending to-do list. I cross one thing off and I add 10 more things on. I feel like there's so many things to be busy doing that I can't focus on now. I've already got the next thing and the next thing going, and it's so hard to just stop and pause. It's easier to get lost in the worry and the stress of what's going on around us. It's easy to be consumed by the fear of what keeps changing, that we miss the incredible moments that are happening right here and now, right where we are, not where we wish we could be, not where we used to be, but exactly where we are now, exactly who our family is now, exactly what our lives are in the second, because this moment is special and it deserves to be treasured. Yes, I know there's work to be done and there's hard things to do and the house won't clean itself and the job won't happen on its own. I know those are all real. But I also know that there are incredible moments right here to be treasured. Memories to be made with your kids. They're not going to be this age ever again, just right now. How do we treasure that? special moments to be created with your spouse. You are who you are right here and now. How do you treasure it? Conversations to have with loved ones where you pull out the treasure of the memories and what you've done, where you've been, and you talk about those moments and you remember how special they are. Right now, there's fun to be had. There's silliness to be experienced and life to be lived and people to be loved and great things to be learned, new understandings to be gained. And if we are not intentional about it, these moments pass us by. We miss them and they move on without us. But yet our life is made up of these moments, moment after moment, stacked up over a lifetime. So what if we just chose to really start treasuring some of these moments? Before the year is over, what if we did something special with this time that we have left? We make a new memory or start a new tradition, read a new book or go on a new adventure, settle in and just relive a special moment that you don't want to forget. Write it down. Share a memory. Share your story with somebody else. Relive one of your favorite moments in time that maybe somebody's never heard before. Pull out the old family pictures and the videos and laugh at each other and with each other and share these moments with each other, because the moments are so fleeting, but they're still so wonderful and so special to be experienced. What if we choose to keep watch over these special moments in our life? What if that's what we choose to preserve and they become the new treasures of our heart? And here's the second idea that kind of goes in line with that. We treasure the moment. Every second that we can grab hold of, we treasure those moments. But then we also treasure the relationship, because these people that God gave us to do life with, they're special and they're ours. And somewhere along the way, God said, I think I can trust them with you. And so I'm putting you all in this little mix mash of life to do together. Take care of them. Love them. Treat them well. And this time that we have with them, these memories that we're creating with them, what if those are the things that we treasure the most? I know some of us are feeling this more now than ever. Especially with some of the distance that we've had to endure over the year. We aren't with the family that we want to be with right now. We aren't able to be with the loved ones that we have. Some of them we've lost. Some of them are just never going to be able to fill that space in our hearts again. And we feel that ache and we feel that loss and we feel that distance. Some of us are on the other side of the spectrum. We've been with our people a lot lately, like every second of every single day, they're there in our space and we're with each other all of the time. And some of us feel like we could just burst if we don't get 5 minutes alone or to decompress, or we feel the tension, the demand, the ever-present need that's always there and urgent. Of course, it's more urgent than your needs, and your needs have to be put to the side because theirs are so loud and demanding. We feel these tensions in different ways. And yes, even in all of these valuable moments that are good and wonderful and special, what makes them the most valuable is the people that we are doing them with. God created us to be in relationship with each other. God created us to do life with people. We were never designed to be islands unto ourselves or to do life alone, but to have people we could bump into and learn with and grow with and be loved by and challenged by and to understand grace, because we needed it so many times. And what if these relationships, the good, the bad, the hard, the easy, the messy, what if we chose to treasure those in a different way? Because at the end, it's not the stuff, it's not the things, it's the people, the love that we experience that matter the most. And for the ones that we've lost, for the ones who are gone, their memory still remains. We can pull them out. We can relive some of those special treasured moments with our kids, with our friends. We can keep their story alive in our hearts and in our families, and we can laugh at something ridiculous they did, or we could cry over something special they did, but we can still hold a space for them in our hearts and in our family. For the ones that we feel like are just driving us nuts and putting us right at the edge, I keep reminding myself, we'll miss this one day. 10 years from now, life is going to look incredibly different. It's just not going to be the same. And the disaster that is my house right now, those toys, those treasures that are so valuable to my kids, they won't treasure them the same way in 10 years. And we'll look back on these moments and say, oh, I wish I could have, or I wish I would have. But what if we don't? What if instead we said we get to choose, we get to pick what we keep and what we let go of? And what if we choose our people right now? We just put aside all of the things and be with each other, play a game together, build something together, make something special together, have a dance party, sing karaoke, do something silly, ridiculous. What if we just let this be the moment we let each other off the hook? We gave each other the benefit of the doubt. We forgave each other. We let it go. Whatever it is we've been hanging on to, we just said, you know what? I'm done, and we let it go. And we just treasure these people that God gave us to do life with. God thought we needed each other. God thought that us doing life together would be something better than anything else could. And what if we work hard to treasure those people, treasure those relationships, and make it something that we preserve with us into the coming years? And here's the last idea I want us to consider. We can treasure the moment. We can treasure the relationships. What if we work to treasure our life with Christ? I can say with absolute certainty, I've wasted an incredible amount of time this last year. Have you? I mean, I've been busy. I've had things to do. But I still always find ways to waste time. I've wasted it on things that will do nothing for me. Shows that weren't even great. They weren't even that interesting. They just filled space. Books that I finished reading and I went, I take it or leave it. It wasn't that spectacular. I've lost countless hours on social media with no recollection of what I actually saw or looked at or absorbed, but just time and space that are gone. I don't even have to think hard about it. I can just make a list of the things I've wasted time on. But I can also say with certainty that the time I have spent that has not been wasted is every moment I spent with Jesus Christ. I'm a better girl today for every one of those moments that I had with him. Every moment I turn to him, every time I let his words speak truth into my heart, every one of those moments that I experienced with him, I'm keeping those. Those are the moments that I want to preserve. Everything he taught me, everything I learned, everything I struggled to understand, every question I had, every challenging idea that I tried to work my way through, those are the things worth keeping and preserving and treasuring, because they will never be wasted. They'll never be lost. In fact, every one of us will be better for every second we spend with Jesus Christ. So can I just invite you one more time to let Christ be a treasured part of your life, to give him space and time in your day-to-day living, to find ways to turn to him with your heart and your mind and your struggles and your questions and your loss and your pain and your frustrations and your hurt and your anger. Because I promise when you do, what you'll find is a gracious and awesome reception in the loving arms of Jesus Christ. Because here's the thing I don't want us to ever forget. Christ has already treasured you. It's why he came into the world. It's why he was born all those years ago, a baby in a manger. It's why he exchanged the glory of heaven and the messiness of our world. It's why he stepped away from the praises of the multitudes to become a baby dependent on the whims of fragile human beings. It's because you and I are treasures to Jesus Christ that he went to the cross and gave his life for us. Christ already picked you. You don't even have to wonder or guess at it. He already chose you. He did everything he already could do, the hardest work that was required, that you would know you matter and your life is valuable to him. And friends, every one of our lives are better, more enriched, more fulfilled, more complete when Christ becomes a treasure of our hearts. Don't let this year end without spending some time with him. He's how we survive the mess. He's how we overcome the tragedy, and he's how we are able to treasure every single moment in this life and the lifetime to come. Your life with Christ is the greatest treasure you could ever imagine. What if you began it today? What if you renewed it this month? What if you reinvested your heart and your time with him? Because he loves you. He values you. He cares for you and calls you his own. He wants more than just for you to survive this dumpster trash of a year. He wants more for you than just to get by through this season and these holidays. He wants to help us thrive, not just because of what's happening, but in spite of it, that our lives might be the new valuable treasures that he created them to be. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would please help us to turn to you. I pray, Father, that what we need to let go of this year, we would just open up our hands and release. I pray, Father, that what we keep are these wonderful moments that you've given us, these wonderful people that we have to do life with, and our time with you. Help us to preserve those. Help us to treasure them, that we might be the champions for good that you've created us to be. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.